A new U.S. government report says foreign aid programs must be tailored to protect American national interests and promote freedom, security, and opportunity around the world. The report was unveiled by the U.S. Agency for International Development in Washington. The USAID report reflects the Bush administration's views on how the United States should revise the way it spends billions of dollars in foreign aid every year. The agency's administrator, Andrew Natsios, says it is now time to reward countries that support democratic and economic reforms, while denying money to those nations with corrupt and autocratic governments.
Most urgent and pervasive is the weakness and the decay of the rule of law. No problem does more to alienate citizens from their political leaders and institutions and to undermine political stability and economic development than endemic corruption among government, political party leaders, judges, and bureaucrats. The more endemic the corruption is, the more likely it is to be accompanied by other serious deficiencies in the rule of law, smuggling, human trafficking, the drug trade, criminal violence, human rights abuses, and the personalization of power.
Mr. Natsios says in the past, U.S. aid was awarded based on promises from foreign leaders. Now, he says, such leaders must show real progress before their countries will receive financial assistance.
If you want us to help you, we'd be glad to help you. It's up to you. We're not going into any country and saying we're going to create conditionality. That's not what this is about. You make your own decisions, and you will get rewarded based on those decisions. It's not conditionality. It's a profound shift. Conditionality is where you agree to make reforms and we'll give you money if you make the changes. Half the time, most of the time, the money is given and the changes aren't made. We're out of that business. That does not work. It has been a failure.
Larry Wurzel, the vice president of the Conservative Heritage Foundation, says while American conservatives have been critical of how U.S. foreign aid has been spent in the past, they applaud the idea that such assistance should now become a key instrument of foreign policy.
The document outlines, I think, a philosophical shift in America's foreign aid programs, and it's designed to ensure that aid serves as a tool to support America's national priorities. It promotes democracy, it promotes market economies, transparency, accountability, and rule of law.
Last year, President Bush introduced his national security strategy. For the first time, foreign aid was elevated to the third pillar of U.S. national security, along with defense and diplomacy. Mr. Bush has pledged to increase foreign aid from $10 billion a year today to $15 billion by 2006, based on the policy that countries ruling justly, investing in their people, and encouraging economic freedom will receive more financial assistance from the United States. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.